Now, the interesting thing about that Jim Mars is, I don't know if anybody's ever added up how much money just the United States alone has spent on defense in the last 50 years, but somebody got a lot of money.
Absolutely. Well, we've already spent what?
Now, on this thing...
what have we spent over in Afghanistan just dropping these old bombs? About $1.5 billion or something like that?
It's unbelievable when you add up all the money. We've been throwing money every which way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into an ideological proposition here, but here's a man, President Bush, who ran on the idea that, government spending wasn't the thing to do. The government should be controlling. We're spending more money than ever.
Well, again, come on, Jerry. I'm not going to ask your age, but something tells me you're pretty close in age to I am.
Yeah, we're about the same.
You know, go back to '64. You had Barry Goldwater who said, "I don't think we should be fighting in Vietnam, but if we absolutely have to fight in Vietnam, then I think we ought to kick the hell out of them and get out." You know, and Lyndon Johnson says, "I'll go myself, for I'll send one American boy to Vietnam." So everybody votes for Johnson, and off we go into the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
You know. George Herbert Walker Bush, vote for me, read my lips, no new taxes. First thing he does is raise taxes. Ronald Reagan, who during his campaigning in New Hampshire said, you know, I think we ought to investigate the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And furthermore, one of their leading luminaries, George Bush, I'll never have him in my administration. Boom. You know, he runs in the election floor late at night and says, I choose George Bush. And you never heard any more out of that.
Yeah. Do you think, this is kind of off the subject, but I'd just like to know your opinion. Reagan changed his thought patterns drastically after Hinckley shot him.
That's right. And are you aware that Hinckley's brother was set to have dinner with some of the Bush people that very night?
Well, I've heard rumors to that effect.
Oh, that's true. That was in the Dallas newspapers. And John Hinckley Sr. Was a big oil man down here in Texas and was a big buddy of George Bush's as the elder, okay? Now, wait a minute. Shouldn't that raise alarm bells? Shouldn't people be checking out to find out, well, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? It's always these people that we are connected to us, you know? It's like this whole terrorist thing. Bin Laden, and they keep saying that he must have a state sponsor, and if he has a state sponsor, it's probably Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Well, who created those guys? We did. The CIA did. And in both instances, they have been connected in business dealings to the Bush family. Shouldn't that raise somebody's interest? Shouldn't somebody be looking into all that? This is incredible. And I'll tell you, this is where I really get torqued off because I'm an author now, I write, and I publish on the Internet, but I am not a member of an accredited news organization. In fact, I don't even have a secretary, okay? So here's just a few days ago, Figaro Magazine in France, along with another news network over there, announced that in July of this year, Osama bin Laden had a serious kidney infection, so he goes and checks himself into an American hospital in Dubai. And while he's there, he's visited several times by a known CIA man there. Now, what a hell of a story that is. And, of course, the CIA has denied it, as you would expect. So, where are we? Where's the news organization? If I had the organization, I'd have somebody heading over to Dubai, and I'd interview those people in that hospital, and I'd find out if he was truly there or not. If he wasn't, people need to know that, and we should not be propagandized. If he was there, we damn sure need to know that. That means that our CIA has been in contact with Osama bin Laden as late as July, and we've been told they've been hunting for him for 10 years and can't find him.
Yeah, but, and those stories do crop up every once in a while from the foreign press.
That's right, and I don't see any attempt on the part of our so-called watchdog media to try to find out what's the truth of it, you know? Like, as I said, they could go to CIA. Is that true? CIA says no. Well, has the CIA ever lied to us before?
Yes.
Only continually. You know, so why do we take their word for it? What we need is an independent media that will go and try to find out what's truly going on, but I don't see that happening. They'll just say CIA denied it, and that's the end of that. You never heard any more about it.
Oh, I think you'll agree with me, Jim Mars. The with the corporate takeovers of the media anymore, and there's just a slight chance of getting any real story out, because if for no other reason, and I know you believe that it's more sinister than this, but even for no other reason, just the economic facts, and that they're trying to make money off news now.
That's right. Well, you would think. You know, this is what gets me, Jerry. If I was the head of, say, NBC News...
Yeah, you could get quite a rating doing something like that, I would think.
Or CNN, they've got the reporters and the wherewithal and the budget. They could send somebody to Dubai and they could find out the truth of it, okay? And then they've got an exclusive story. They should be able to make tons off of that, but they don't do it.
What is your take on this whole situation now with Bin Laden? What's next?
Well, what's next is not a happy prospect, because whoever's behind these attacks, the whole idea was to instill fear and panic into the hearts and minds of the American public, and they obviously have done a fairly good job of that. But, you know, I've noticed over the years that we seem to have a collective memory of about, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah, you know, you talk about the 15 minutes of fame, the 15 minutes of memory is probably right, too.
Exactly. So things are kind of cooling off now, and now other voices are being heard, and people are going, well, now, I don't know, wait a minute, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, this concerns me, because whoever was behind that attack, if they can't achieve their purposes, then there's going to be more, okay? There's going to be more, and I am in total agreement with those who say we have to find out who's behind these attacks and punish them. I'm all for that, but we have to find out who's behind the attack. And, of course, like I said, just like Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, who they had within an hour of the Kennedy assassination, said, oh, he did it all by himself, and it's taken 40 years for the information to finally filter down through society to where most people now, according to the polls, disbelieve that. They believe something else was going on there other than just Oswald. Okay, well, in this case, you know, I mean, just within a couple of hours, they're saying, oh, Bin Laden's behind this attack, and yet I have seen, where's the evidence? The names they gave us of those 19 hijackers, half of them turned out to be bogus. Some of those people are still alive over in the Middle East, and they admitted when they announced those names that they're all using phony passports and phony names, and they weren't sure who the heck they were. So how do we know? Now, here's the thing that gets me, and again, I'm not trying to take sides here. I just want the truth, okay? And let me preface this by saying I don't have any particular regard for Bin Laden. I think he's the son of a wealthy Saudi family who has too much time and money on his hands. But nevertheless, I try to... You know, we live in a country where we like to pride ourselves on a judicial system that says you're innocent until proven guilty. And what does Osama bin Laden have to say about this? Well, in the two television interviews that has been made public out of the Middle East, in both of those, while bad-mouthing the United States, he nevertheless has denied any knowledge or participation in the September 11th attacks. Now, right off the bat, you go, yeah, well, what do you expect him to say, you know? Well, wait a minute. For 10 years, he's been on our most wanted list, and we said we've been after him, and he's the big boogaboo, and he's terrible, and we've been trying to find him. And now, after September the 11th, he's been formally identified as the culprit. There's a multi-million dollar bounty on his head. The CIA has been unleashed, but George W. says you can kill him if you can find him. How much worse could it get? You know, well, what reason would he have for saying he didn't have anything to do with it? In fact, in the whole history of terrorism, the terrorists usually are quick to jump up and claim responsibility. And why didn't he go on television and say, yeah, I got you, great Satan, how do you like that? But no, he denied any part of it.
Now, if not bin Laden, I wonder who.
Well, we have to go back, and we have to first, like in any good criminal investigation, you have to start off by asking yourself, who benefited from this attack?